one. Thank you so much for tuning back into the podcast. I'm your host, Joe Lemon. Really excited to kind of dive back into some of the conversations that I had from the DigiMarCon event, but had a couple quick announcements I want to lay out to you. One, I'm in Atlanta for a couple days. So if you're in Atlanta, it's going to post on the 7th. So I'll be here for another 48 hours. And I'm always looking to kind of plug as many, you know, opportunities to try to link up with people that are into podcasting or think about launching a podcast. Or they just got some thoughtful, you know, or there are just say meaningful thoughts. That's the best way to put it. Meaningful thoughts around, you know, the future of voice or the future of where healthcare is going. Because one of the things I've done in the past that I don't think I'm really going to live by anymore is trying to keep each channel, you know, niche down so it could target a certain audience. I'm going to allow my life to kind of bleed into different directions here. And let me tell you what I'm talking about. So one, I mean, obviously I'm in sales and marketing. So that's an area of life. That's a skill that I've been working on for the past decade. Really big into it. Love B2B sales. Love the strategy behind it. I love growing businesses. I love the startup zone. I love, you know, having these ideas and trying to get them to launch. Some other things that are kind of annoying about operating a business that, you know, that's when the kind of that lackluster kicks in. It's not nearly as sexy then, but, you know, I still want to tie those conversations around getting things off the ground and how you scale a business and really grow a business, right? So that's one area that's of interest to me. Another is around healthcare. I'm a former personal trainer for years, loved being in the health and wellness space. Did that while I was in school, you know, graduated, launched my own personal training business, and kept that really going for a couple years until I just got burnt out because I didn't understand how to properly scale it. Kind of see how things kind of bridge here, right? And so, you know, I want to talk about more healthcare things because I'm currently in healthcare now. So I work for a medical device company out of Germany, and it's given me a really different perspective to really understand how the healthcare systems work globally opposed to how we do them here in the U.S., which I really think is going to take on this more cash-based approach to healthcare, or I should say preventative care, and this insurance model will keep this as sick care. So I got a lot of strong opinions about that space as well. And, you know, in the past, I believe that I should separate them and try to keep it clean and keep the content, you know, very, let's say, rigid and niche down. But I think I'm going to let it just flow. And so I'm putting this on multiple channels. I'll put a snippet on Sales Culture. That's one of the, you know, channels I use. Some more to talk about podcast advertising and just the podcast space. So if you haven't checked me out there, please subscribe. I would love to get your feedback. And if you have any, you know, meaningful thoughts there, we'd love to plug you on that show and connect you with the audience. And then the Real Value Exchange is something that I'm pivoted towards more healthcare and conversations around, you know, people growing private practice clinics and where healthcare is going and just that mammoth of an issue that we have here in the U.S. So that's another space. And then, of course, I got the Joe Lemon Experiment podcast that is just everything mixed in one. So I'm going to stay multidimensional. In the past, I believed in keeping it clean and simple, but I think this will be more beneficial to the audience because this is an art form for me, right? This is not only, I mean, yes, Sales Culture is a very rigid way about, you know, ABC, right? That business is podcast advertising. So therefore, it's a very pretty straight line to what I'm up to. There's no real beating around the bush there. But still, it is an art form of me getting on the microphone. I remember when I first linked up with one of my podcast consultants, and they were asking me, why do you want to get into podcasting? And it was literally just because, you know, I wanted to get good on the mic and I wanted to get good at having conversations with people that I found interesting, period. There was no alternative motive about it. It was a pure art form play. It was just, I want to be able to hold conversations. I think that's art. It's a skill to be able to connect with all different types of people from different backgrounds. And so it kind of leads me into what I'm getting to up to today. And, you know, I was running the DigiMarCon event and I was a podcasting guest there, and I had a chance to interview a lot of the vendors and all the speakers and just really just tapping into getting to know people and talk about the latest trends in marketing. And I stumbled upon these really cool group of guys, Brian and Alec from Photo Booth Supply Company, and they're based out of Santa Monica, based out of LA, I should say. I think on Orange County to be exactly. So, you know, keep going down to 405, starting in Santa Monica, then LA. But it's just, you know, they're in SoCal. And I had a chance to chop up with these young guys, man. And the part I love the most about our conversation is how they're attacking certain verticals. So, you know, when you guys get into this, you're going to hear how that we get pissed off about how retail is just allowing themselves to die this slow death. When you think about how customer-centric platforms like Amazon really are today, and just how dominant they are with Amazon Prime, and how they're serious about their data and serious about leveraging that data to give you a better experience. I mean, I don't know how any of these retail places are going to stand a chance, and these guys have a solution for them. And so we get into it. It was a great conversation. We throw out a lot of ideas. We clearly attack just standalone businesses and challenge them a little bit on how they can improve. So, you know what, guys? Sit back and listen to some of this content. I think it's some hot fire, especially if you're really into, you know, trying to service that restaurant industry or any retail spots. Then there's a lot of good tactics you guys can take away from it, as well as connect with them. I'll have their links below in the show notes, and let them know that you heard about the podcast. Give them your feedback and your thoughts. And if you want to learn more, of course, I'll have links to their sites below. So with that said, please subscribe to the website. Let me know your thoughts about where this format is going. Let me know your thoughts.
I like it. It's like vintage game for me, you know?
Cliff Bars are?
Yeah, man. You know, have you guys ever had their, I'm not sure if it's the same company, but the Cliff Energy drinks? Like the Cliff Bar, they make the Cliff Energy drinks?
They make a Cliff Energy drink?
Man, they used to have these things that like these Cliff Energy drinks. It was like a white and silver can. And like this one, CrossFit was like getting big. It was like 400 milligrams of caffeine.
Holy smokes.
So you were getting that thing, man, and you feel like you're on the verge of like, you know.
Yeah.
You're either like really being super amped up or like a heart attack zone. So it was intense, man.
Yeah, they're like vibrating on an entire different level.
Yeah. Well, you know what? How about this, guys? I want to get into it, but I want to kind of get to know you guys a little bit more first. So before we start talking about your company, Photo Booth, let's talk about you guys as individuals. Alec, you want to start us off? Tell me where you're from, kind of, you know, how you got into this marketing world.
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually have pretty similar backgrounds, which you'll hear in a second as well. But I'm from Austin, Texas. I actually just moved out to LA about a year ago now.
Nice.
I'd been working with Apple for actually 3 years, so Fortune 500 top company.
Hey.
And then Brian here, which he'll talk about it, he showed us Photo Booth Supply Co., and he worked for them for a few months and then introduced me to the idea of joining. Mm-hmm. I saw our product and I immediately wanted to join. So I went from Fortune 500 to startup, but I made the right decision for sure.
So Fortune 500 to startup, man, like that's like two different worlds totally.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done a couple different startups and I struggled in like Fortune 500 companies. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you feel a little bit more at home whenever you're like working for the startup world opposed to being in kind of the big box organization?
Yeah, it's definitely a tighter team. I feel way more responsibility, but also that responsibility is heard. I feel like it's just a whole different world. I mean, you're losing from Fortune 500. You're so used to everything set, everything structured, everything set in place.
Right.
And then you go to startup, and it's your responsibility to help set everything into place. It's your job to help create everything you can. Mm-hmm. And so I like being at the building the framework of a company. Rather than Apple, who's been established for, you know, a couple decades here.
Oh, Apple's king, man.
Yeah, being smaller allows for a lot more flexibility, and you can move more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever there's a customer or a client that we have that has a need or a demand, it's so much easier for us to, like, meet that.
Yeah.
Because we have an agile team, we're smaller, we're all working together. We all have our fingers in so many different kinds of pies that, like, we assist in so many different venues and ways.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man, you already started in, so go ahead, Brian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so like most children, I was born in L.A. That's been my homestead for all of my life.
Yeah.
Similar background. I mean, I was always into computers, technology, studied psychology. So, like, customer-focused service has always been something of my liking. So, similar to Alec. Worked at Apple for over 7 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then came on over to Photo Booth Supply Co. because that was it was a startup environment. It was something I wanted. I wanted something small where I could make a difference with my individual abilities.
Yep.
And not get lost in the sea of however many employees were at Apple. And I haven't looked back ever since because it's so
Got it. So, all right, let's get into the juice. Let's talk about what Photo Booth is up to. Mm-hmm. That's about what you guys are trying to accomplish here today. Lay it into me, man.
All right. Yeah, Photo Booth Supply Co., we are a photo booth company who our main goal is to help people make money, free themselves from either a 9-to-5 job or to explore passions that they either didn't know they have or they did have and want to go further with that.
Yep.
Started off as a targeting entrepreneurs and wedding photographers and getting a photo booth set up for them so they could make more money with that industry. And we've continued to grow through that and now are moving into a more like B2B and digital marketing atmosphere.
Are you guys still like playing in those other spaces around like, you know, wedding and, you know, other type of, I guess, consumer events, I guess, or?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we, our founders, Katrina and Brandon, they started as wedding photographers.
Okay.
And so they started as the people we market to.
Smart.
They were that. And then they built their first DIY photo booth, mm-hmm. and all their friends started hitting them up asking how they can get one. And they sat down and made the decision to start a company. And so 6 years later, now we're at the point where we're targeting businesses and B2B, like you mentioned, or digital marketing. But we still are heavily in the wedding or event industry.
Yep.
And we use the photo booth as an upsell to their existing packages. So just as an example, what a photographer can do is they have their wedding package, yep. how much they charge. But a wedding photographer cannot get all the photos of each person at that event.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone wants a photo of themselves at the wedding. They mm-hmm. want proof that they were there. And they honestly, the bride and groom, or whoever it would be, they want to see that information. They want to see everyone have fun at that party as well.
Of course. Yeah.
And so the photo booth, you set it up unmanned. It sits there. People come and take their own photos. And you include this in your wedding package, your existing wedding package, or as its own photo booth package. And even like, you know, event industry is broad. DJs are even using our photo booth because they're starting to get into, they not only play the music and DJ at the event, but they include the lighting for weddings now. Why not add a photo booth into your package then?
It makes sense, man. Now, you know, you think about how the world's playing these days, and like everybody wants to document whatever they're up to, mm-hmm. especially if you go to something big like a wedding, right? You want to kind of say, hey, I was there, you know what I mean? And then have something that you can post later on, or artists have for your own keepsake. Mm-hmm. So like, how are you seeing B2B people taking advantage of their product and service, man?
Yeah, well, I mean, a big part of it is that digital marketing aspect yep. of it. Be it inside retail stores, a big one is...
retail, I can see that.
Yeah, cosmetic inside of department stores. Yeah. And you go in there, you put on some makeup, take a photo, send it to your friends.
Yeah.
See how it looks like. Another example, I mean, Warby Parker is something that would benefit from a photo booth. You know,
smart,
take a photo.
Yeah.
And they're able to put their...
Are you guys working with them yet?
Hey, Warby, are you out there?
Hey, Warby Parker plug, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man.
But, I mean, you can put your own company branding on it.
Yeah.
They send it out, put it on social media. They do the branding for you.
Yep.
And, you know, a big aspect of it is when they send those emails and text messages, you know, they, you know, give explicit permission for us to take that information and then market back to them. And that allows for so many opportunities for businesses to expand their reach, talk to people, and you know, and market their products.
I want to sit on that whole retail vertical for a second, man. Are you guys playing heavy in that space yet, or is it something that you guys are looking to kind of move into more?
Mm-hmm.
The newest booth, Salsa Booth, is intended to be a permanent install.
Yeah.
Even we are working on introducing new base plates that are potentially heavier, so that they can even they can exist in an environment for even longer
mm-hmm.
without there being like wind or anything pushing it over.
Well,
but in retail specifically, it is absolutely something where we have one of our team members who focuses on that entirely, talking to businesses directly. And we have spoken to retail stores. While we can't get into the specifics,
Sure.
It's pending, of course, but we have spoken to retail stores already regarding putting Salsa Booth into multiple locations.
I mean, it makes so much sense, man. I'm just thinking about it. Like, retail is going through this massive shift where people are struggling to get people to kind of come through the door.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get people to even, like, all right, once they're there, how do you get them to stay for more than, like, 2 minutes, right? Because mm-hmm. especially if you're on, like, a busy strip, you know, down here by the pier or anything like that, and you have a shop, I mean, okay, you want to get them to come in. That's mission number one. After they come there, how do you get them from just having that 2 second pass through and then in and out, right?
Yeah.
And having something or trying to create experiences around people, you know, coming to your shop, putting stuff on, playing with it. I would imagine that the more time you spend there, the more likely they are to buy something.
Yeah. And I mean, whenever we're at expos and things like this, we meet such interesting people, and
yep.
listening to their stories and understanding what their needs are
yep.
gives us a better understanding of how we can help them.
Mm-hmm.
So we had someone come up who works in grocery stores and markets in Japan.
Yeah.
And like, okay, wouldn't it be kind of crazy to put a photo booth inside of a market, but it might be crazy enough to work. Like, wouldn't you want to be that grocery store that people are like, hey, let's go to that grocery store that has a photo booth? Like, how wild is that?
Why not?
And they were like, yeah, I mean, it's an experience. We want this to be more than just an experience of going to buy food. Why not make it an exciting adventure and something that's new?
This morning, we literally had one of our clients who runs a hair salon in the Northeast.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
No-brainer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they love it. And, you know, they're just marketing it as, like, how fun is this? After your haircut, you can see what it looks like.
Look fresh.
Share it.
Yeah.
And back to just, like, the actual marketing aspect of it and the email. At these expos, we see a lot of tabling. They do giveaways or sweepstakes. Put in your email for a chance to win this product or a month free of this.
Right.
And that's how they collect your email, for you to be on their marketing email list.
That's right.
We give something to every single person, and that's their photo.
Damn it!
And
now I'm getting pissed because I totally forgot that you guys also don't just take pictures. You guys collect the email address afterwards.
Yeah.
And this is like so. And I'm sorry. It's hard for me to get off this now. But it's like this damn retail place is such a nice move because people pass through there, right? And they're choosing to cut. A lot of people, and this is what I do. I'm just going to call myself out. I'll go to Best Buy, look at a camera, and say, you know what? I like that camera. I don't want to buy it on Amazon just yet. Mm-hmm. Let me go to Best Buy first, check it out, look at it, and get the better price at, you know, on, like, Amazon, right? But if there was a reason for me to hang out a little bit longer and a sales rep actually did run up on me, I might pay the extra $50 or $75 to actually make the purchase, right? Instead of me just saying, oh, I don't want to talk to you guys because I'm going right for this and I'm heading out because you're just shopping the actual product and then you're kind of getting out of there. But if these guys had a way for me to kind of come in and say, oh, the Joe was here, got my email, send me a coupon later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, like, they have no clue who's coming in and out the store. It's the only place, the only store right now where, like, people don't have any clue that they're coming in and out. Amazon knows exactly who's there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, every time you shop on Facebook, or if you ever buy anything through their actual stores, they know who you are down to the T.
It's also incredibly useful for us, especially at trade shows.
I'm mad about this, man.
No. We are.
Just thinking about being mad, man. I'm getting mad for retail places, man. Yeah. I'm
sorry. No, you're good. We're happy to talk about this an hour if we want, just retail alone.
Yeah.
And again, we're from Apple, specifically retail, so we know how Fortune 500 companies in retail environments are trying to create an experience and try to grow. It literally, like, to touch on Apple, they're doing a whole community thing. They call it Today at Apple, where they're bringing people into the store and they want them to stay longer so they're in that environment.
Yep.
And that's what the photo booth does. And everything from the lights that we have it facing currently, I know the podcast can't see it, but the lights are facing towards the conference, like the hallway.
Yeah.
So anyone who sees the lights, they come towards the photo booth like flies.
Sure.
They see the light, they come, they want to know what it is.
Yeah.
And it's so valuable.
Yeah, and full disclosure, it's us two running that booth. We're over here. There's nobody over there.
Yeah.
But people can just walk up and take a photo and, you know,
put their email.
And you guys still know who they were now. I mean, you at least have a way to kind of stay in touch.
Exactly. Exactly. And we know that they're here at this particular conference, at this particular event, and we can already know, like, okay, it was at this event, so now we know how to kind of target it towards it. So,
and it's probably not a BS email because they probably want the pick. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't take the pick if you didn't really actually want to get it from you guys, right? So they'll probably give you a valid email, which is hard to come by.
Yeah, and then beyond a pick, I mean, you got boomerangs as well, videos, GIFs, you know, you get some green screen, you get a green screen on there, and then, like, you're at a Best Buy, and all of a sudden you're inside of some type of, I don't know, Transformers War kind of thing. You know, it adds excitement, brings people in.
Dude, I think retail's slipping, man. I mean, I think this is a conversation that hopefully a retail store hears, and they're saying, maybe I should try it out, some different experience, whether it's, you know, bringing in an actual photo booth, but I'm just mad because, like, so many of these places are going out of business, and they're going to keep going out of business because they haven't thought or try to serve the actual customer a bit differently. You know what I mean? I mean, they're doing the same thing that we did back in the 80s.
Yeah.
You still come in, you buy a product. Now we can shop it online. We can probably get a better price 9 times out of 10, whatever it is, right? You know, and these guys still haven't created some type of experiences around adding value to the actual customers that they want them to spend money with. So,
yeah.
Having something there, I mean, it should be mandatory. And then you play in the back end of the analytics of trying to get email addresses and staying those to bring those guys in the loop. I mean, I'm kind of...
Also, just to circle back on that, again, back to trade shows as well, but it can be applied into, I would say, probably smaller retail environments.
Mm-hmm.
But when you take the picture on the photo booth, at the end of the event, all you have to do is click one button and it'll share you a link of all the pictures and content that was taken during that event.
Nice.
The emails associated with which picture. So when you're doing trade show and you're talking to a couple hundred people a day, and you're getting a list of names and emails and you have quick conversations of what they do, there's no way to fully remember how to tailor that sale to them,
100%.
Except for seeing who they were, their picture with their email.
100%.
You're gonna remember their face.
All right, so talking about the trade show vertical now. All right, so we're already pissed off the whole retail side. Yeah. let's kind of travel down to the trade show piece, because I do trade shows as well. I don't do a lot, maybe 5-7 a year. But you're right. People come past the booth. I get either the trade show company will send me out a list of all the attendees, mm-hmm. which is normally ridiculous, because then, you got 1,000 people. I'm like, all right, hopefully this is right. Hopefully I catch the people that I was talking to. Or I'll do some type of old school Excel sheet in my laptop, or I'll even get really old school and just say, write out your name, and I can't read any of that shit. talk about the value add that of why someone would put a or why my company would go ahead and either rent the photo booth from you guys, because you guys offer that as well?
No, it's better than that.
Okay.
We want to sell the photo booth to you, okay. so that you save money and not having to rent them anymore.
Yeah. What's the cost on it, if you don't mind getting there?
Yeah.
Just to give you a perspective, this salsa booth in Orange County, and that's the market we know the best because that's where we're based out of.
Yep.
To rent it for a single 4 to 6 hour event, I cannot kid you on this, is $500 to $1,200 a night, depending on the event, depending on what type of event it is and such.
Yep.
We sell the booth for $2,999.
Ah, solid. Yeah.
And it fits into one case that's a total of 70 pounds.
Yep.
So a lot of these trade show people, especially here that we're speaking to, they're not from LA. No. They're traveling into this trade show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The photo booth can be put on the plane.
Yeah.
And assembled in a minute and set up next to your table.
Heck, you could even mail it to yourself.
Yeah, we do that a lot too. South by Southwest actually had us. They had us bring the photo booth.
Yeah,
we weren't a table there. They wanted us to bring our photo booth.
Smart.
And there was a contract with us, of course. And we just mailed it, and it met us in Austin. And that's how easy it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's smooth, man. I mean, so all right, $3,000, let's say, right,
mm-hmm.
for the actual booth. I mean, because normally, as some of the trade shows I go to, the minimum I'm going to probably pay to have a spot is $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at a small, crappy 300-person trade show.
Yep.
I mean, if you look at anything. right? If you look at anything that's of any decent respect, I'm dropping at least $2,000 to about $4,000, right,
mm-hmm.
for the actual booth. So that's not crazy if I can reuse it over and over again, obviously.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then when you're on trade shows, you then rent them out for other events, and you make money back for the space that you have and also the booth itself.
Are you guys doing the rental game as well or no?
Not yet.
No.
Okay.
Still being worked out. It's most likely going to be specifically towards businesses, B2B type rental,
mm-hmm.
Trade show type services, those guys that offer those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so we don't know how far rental will expand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it is something that a lot of these people really only have that one corporate event.
Yep.
And while we really push for them to say you right now you only think you have one corporate event, but if you're going to pay $1,000 plus. $1,500 for us to bring it to make all the assets and stuff. You may as well just buy the booth.
Yeah,
You're wasting money at that point. But
No. I mean, 100%. It definitely makes sense. I can see how, you drop an extra $1,500 just to own it. Mm-hmm. And then that way you don't have to worry about trying to, rent it out every experience that you're trying to create. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And then the idea of renting the booths out, or rather just owning the booth. The fact of the matter is that our booths are brandless.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not meant to show this is a Photo Booth Supply Co. booth.
Mm-hmm.
It's meant to be something that you own and control and brand yourself. So anything from vinyl wrapping to changing the whole interface to the LED lights.
Yep.
So it's meant for them to control that experience and control what the branding is. So us renting it out is for you to customize it to look like you. It's not going to be us giving anything out.
Sure.
So
we have a lot of people who literally buy the booth. And then they'll bring it to their local city, and they'll manage it, and they'll go out and then just sell it to other businesses. They'll be the middleman for us.
Yeah,
that's its intention. We're fine with that because it's helping other people grow their businesses.
Yeah,
I could see a separate business in that as well. I mean, mm-hmm. it makes sense to kind of do that. I mean, I guess my thoughts are this, and I like to just kind of have regular growth conversations too. But as you guys are trying to grow the business. The companies I think about, and you guys should probably just tell me instead of me guessing, but the companies I think about that would be most interested are people that are in that 200 to 500 employee headcount range.
that are doing multiple experiences,
mm-hmm.
so they can easily see the value. I mean, that's my mm-hmm. thought off top, because smaller companies, unless they have a really good, healthy company culture that where they're doing a lot of things on a regular basis, which there are companies like that out there. I mean, there's a lot of good companies that are trying to change the whole workplace experience, and mm-hmm. and they have like the fun atmosphere laid up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, the guys that have the foosball table, I can see them having this as well. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I mean, why wouldn't you do that? So, I mean, so like those companies, I can see taking part in it. Are you guys finding that to be the case as well, or is it people just looking at it purely for the you know trade show experience or whatever the main event is?
Oh, definitely not. Yeah, I mean, we have people who buy our photo booths just to have in their office when they have people come in to visit them.
Yep.
We've had people from was it Squarespace bought from one of our older photo booths to use for badging?
Oh, yep. Starbucks.
Starbucks?
That was Starbucks.
That's okay, smart. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, it's not just, it can be used internally as well for fun things like next to the football table to anything from, like, delighting a potential client when mm-hmm. they come in.
And like, even, you know, you put headcount on the amount of employees, but let's look at, like, a small bar mm-hmm. anywhere at. You have maybe 5 to 10 employees.
Yeah.
This is a real example, but if you put one in a bar, permanent install, it just sits there. People, also, I will say, when people are drunk, they love taking photos.
Oh, 100%.
Nonstop. They will give you their email, their phone number, their social security, if you ask.
Yeah. Present company excluded.
Exactly. You put in a bar, and they take their picture that night. And then you send them an email the next day. You say, hey, you liked Thirsty Thursdays.
Yeah.
What about Flashback Fridays? What about this event? And you keep sending them the event. So, like, yes, you're not seeing a necessary, like, monetary dollar amount of, like, how much is this booth actually making me today because I'm not renting it? But you are growing your business.
But they're slipping, though, because it's like, you know, you're right. You're absolutely right, man. The guys, it goes back to the retail conversation as well. Like, those guys have won the game of getting people to meet in person, mm-hmm. which is difficult. Like, a lot of people don't want to get up. If I say, hey, Brian, you want to meet me across town, you know, like in L.A. traffic, like, ah, dude, Joe, you're cool.
Yeah, I'm good.
2 hours, right? Yeah, I mean, I'd rather not, man. You know, I mean, let's just do, let's do like a FaceTime or something. I mean, so, like, getting people to meet in person is tough, mm-hmm. right? But the retail guys have won that game because they get people to show up at the bar. They get people to show up, you know, at the store. Mm-hmm. That's the part that they are dominating. But there's very little that they're doing to keep people connected online, which is where everybody else is living now. You know, yeah, I mean, or even just having a way of knowing better who's coming through the door. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And getting them to even think about coming back through the door, right? I mean, so that's like any of those experiences, I could see this obviously.
Yeah, I mean, going back to the retail space, I mean, there's a whole concept of like the third place. Yep. You know, you have work, home, and in that third place. And so many places try to do that. Starbucks, I think, was one of like the more successful examples. Yeah. Like, but adding a photo booth to a collection of other things brings people into these spaces. And the mall, the idea of the mall is like dying out because, you know, when's the last time you went to a mall that had an arcade? You know, they have food courts and they have shopping, but you order food through Postmates, you order your mm-hmm. stuff through Amazon. Yeah. You know? So creating a place for people to come and hang out and enjoy themselves mm-hmm. and take a photo or two. Like,
And experience is everything. So, you know, we're talking mm-hmm. a lot about like the metrics of getting leads and such, but if anything, the photo booth at $3,000 is worth the investment of just increasing the experience of your retail space, your corporate events, whatever it may be. And so, you know, if you look at every time I've gone to a bar, yes, there's drinks involved, yes, there's music involved, and if the music's good, it's a good experience.
Yep.
But also, like, what can you add to your bar to create a better experience? And
sure.
I look at, like, you know, if a skee ball machine's there, that's an experience. We have a lot of fun with that.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you're used to, especially in bars, these traditional huge photo booths that you put a dollar in or you put $2 in, and then this company is profiting off of it and you get a print of it. But it's just a free photo booth that you can take your photo and you email it to yourself. Instead of having to pay, like, there will be lines at every bar waiting to take photos. We promise.
Yeah, you got wineries as well up and down California. Yeah. You know, you come in, you know, and something elegant, something that's classy is nice. You know, and you know, you're there, drink wine, you go in, like, oh, you have to like shove out like, you know, $1 to $5 for a photo. Of course, they're gonna do it, but like, what's a better experience than like offering them like a free experience to take a photo? They're already there. They're giving mm-hmm. you money.
Yeah.
You know.
Also, on retail space. Literally, space is valuable. When you look at, if you think of a photo booth you've seen in a bar, you're thinking of the ones you step inside of that are taking up so much square footage. Those, for starters, cost $10,000 to $20,000.
Do they
require a lot? Yeah. I mean, our old.
They were mad creepy too. I've seen a couple of them recently. I'm like, I'm not going in there, dude.
This one, I know. This
you don't know what's creepy in there.
Yeah. What's going on? Old school curtain. Like, nah, dude.
But ours.
It's been through too much.
Ours, while we can't see it in the podcast, is a single base plate, and everything else is vertical up from there.
Yeah.
It takes up literally like 2 to 3 feet.
Yeah.
Square footage. Yeah.
You just need a power outlet, and that's it. Which the other booth does. It requires that as well to operate, I promise you.
Yeah, one plug.
You know, man,
and so the things I think about too, because one of the podcasts that this is going to go on is called like Sales Culture, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we talk a lot about like the whole workplace experience, but also sales and marketing. And so what's some of the biggest things, our biggest hurdles and objections you guys hear of why they shouldn't put the booth in or why they don't want to put the booth in now? What's some of the things you guys...
We've spoke about this, but they see it only as a photo booth.
Yeah.
And that's like why we have to come in person and show people, or like our digital, our marketing campaign is showing people like how you can grow your business with it instead of just like buy this to take photos. That is its basic feature.
Right.
There's so much more to specifically our booth that creates that experience, creates the engagement, the sales, the leads, all of that.
Yeah. You guys ever get any questions about the ROI? Like how they going to get a return on the 3K the thing about dropping?
For entrepreneurs and photographers, it's a lot easier to break that down because it's based on events, how much it costs to drive there, how much it costs to for software, for booking, all these things. We definitely get questions about the business ROI. Those depend on the markets. You know? So depending on how many people you have coming in, what you're using it for trade shows, it's going to be maybe not as apparent immediately as like, you know, booking an event. But yeah, definitely those questions are something that
that pops up every once in a while.
Literally on our website for the single entrepreneur, there is a profit calculator.
Really?
You can put how many events for how much money, and it'll show you how long it'll take to pay it off.
Yeah.
Of course, if anyone watching this is a single entrepreneur that, you know, maybe not doesn't have that initial investment to even make, you know, the $3,000.
Yep.
There, we have financing, of course. You know, like we want to help anyone to be able to start their business.
Well, you know, and I'm just thinking about it I'm still pissed about the retail, right?
Yes.
I mean, so I'm thinking about the retail guys. I'm like, all right, average customer costs you what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so if you can get these guys to come back through and make a second purchase, as they know, you know, building that brand loyalty is like everything. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, all right, I go out to eat way too much, probably 3-4 times a week, which is ridiculous here in LA. I don't like that.
Mark.
But I'm going to the same spots, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going back to the same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making my loops, right? Because those are the guys that kind of won me over, try out new stuff all the time. But then, you know, chances of me going back through there are slim. It's the guys that kind of that already have the hooks in me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so to the pizza joint that's right downstairs from me, to the Yard House that for the happy hours, you know what I mean? On like Wednesdays, like I'm there for that pretty consistently because those guys got me. So what's the value of that second and third and fourth visit?
Exactly. You know? I mean, it's almost cliche now, but like, but investing more in your current customers is worth so much more than bringing in new customers.
100%.
Also, $3,000 to any retail store seems very small.
Yeah,
to create such an experience.
Yeah.
But bringing people back in, and when they share your photos, they're expanding your marketing for you. So why not give the people that you already have something greater to use, and then do the marketing and bring people in?
Because
I mean, that's the whole thing of like from influencers, micro influencers. Yeah. I mean, now we're like a nano influencers of like someone taking a photo booth and sharing with, you know, their 60 followers on Instagram. You know, one of those two people might drop in, you know, and that's
those two people tell two other people with the picture that they took, you know.
That's how it's done, man.
Word of mouth is important, but also digital is important. And when you're giving them the asset to post on their social media, you're doing all of the work for your client. You are giving them the picture. You are giving them the nice lighting that makes you look good in that bar with you and your friends hanging out, and you have your logo slapped on top of it. And whether someone or not consciously realizes that they see that logo and decides to go
there,
I promise it's there. It's subconsciously that they remember the name of your bar, that there was a photo taken there.
Yeah.
Dude, I like what you guys are up to, man. I like both of you guys' vibe. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that you guys worked Apple together and then dip. Like, not saying that I'm trying to promote leaving Apple, but it's nice you guys had previous work history, though.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that there's no animosity.
Of course.
Working at Apple was phenomenal.
And it really
gave us the skills going into this
of
us understanding, like, different industries and what their needs are.
Yep.
And Apple is like one of the largest camera companies, if not the biggest camera company now.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
And so like just the concept of taking photos and how important that is to people.
Yep.
You know, it all wraps in together.
No, you know, I wasn't saying that to kind of any slight towards Apple at all, because Apple products over here all day, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I like the story that you guys are building together.
Mm.
So do this for me. Plug your individuals and then plug the company as well. Place that people can kind of find you online.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So I'm Alec Plouf. All of my social media handles, Twitter, Instagram, whatever it be, is at Alec Plouf, ALECPLOOF.
Nice.
I know I didn't say this in the beginning, but I did join the company. I am our content marketing associate, and so I focus primarily on creating the content for at Photobooth Supply Co. or photoboothsupplyco.com. But personally, I do also photography as a hobby. So that's where you can find me.
Sweet. Seems to line up pretty well, though, man.
Yeah. Brian Chernick. You can find me at Chernikov, Chernikov. Instagram, Twitter. I do some content writing. I was a freelance journalist for a while, so I'm now doing some writing for Photobooth Supply Co.
Nice.
Again, like you said, photobooth supply co.com is where you can find us. Find me at Brian, Brian, at photobooth supply co.com. Mm-hmm. Always happy to talk. And it's like, I mean, that's the beauty again of small companies. Like, you can be human to these people that write in, and just like, if you want to just chit chat about photobooths, I mean, or anything,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, guys, you know what? I think people should definitely reach out to you guys. Thank you so much for spending a hot, like, I think 30, 35 minutes with me, man, chopping it up. It's getting to kind of know you guys. I mean, this whole idea of, you know, companies trying to create better experiences, whether that's, you know, internally for their actual employees, it's going to come in and feel better about that piece of it, hanging out with your colleagues. That's cool to me. But the retail thing is really, it becomes kind of seasick, knowing that some of these guys are struggling to kind of create some experiences. And I'm like, why the hell aren't you guys pressing into it harder, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think you guys got something there with that, though, man. Hopefully someone hears this and they get pissed off and they actually say, what's up?
Yeah.
I can tell you every retail space will benefit from it.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, yeah, thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate the
taking time. Yeah, it's so nice to be here.
Anytime, man. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Later. Thank you, man.
Yep.
That's it, brother.
That was fun.
You guys did good, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. Yeah.
He has a background.
Oh, struggling to connect with buyers in an overcrowded, noisy sales landscape? Today's buyers want more than a spray and pray email blast. Launch a podcast and collaborate on content with people that matter most in your industry. Learn more at salesculture.work.